Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Lisa. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey in your area. I'd like to include your opinion. First of all, which of the following best describes you? Currently employed full-time, currently employed part-time, not currently employed but seeking employment, not currently employed and not seeking employment, retired, or student?
What is the survey for?
This is just a survey that we're doing in your area regarding some banks. It's mostly about banks.
Mostly about banks. Okay. I'm retired.
Thank you. And are you or any member of your household currently employed in any of the following types of occupation? Commercial real estate development, nonprofit, endowment, professional service, retail, restaurant, hospitality, construction, manufacturing, healthcare, banking, or trade services like electrical or plumbing?
Yes.
Which one?
Banking and manufacturing.
Thank you. And what county do you live in?
McKean.
Thank you. Which of the following have you done within the past 12 months? Started a business, opened a new credit card, opened a savings account, purchased a new car, declared bankruptcy, started a new job, bought a new home, welcomed a new child into your household, or opened a new checking account?
None of the above.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your age? Between 18 and 27, 28 and 40, 41, 57, or 58 to 77?
58 to 77.
Thank you. How involved are you in selecting and managing the finances for your household? You currently do not have a bank and use cash and check cashing only. You're not very involved in the banking decisions for your household. You are the key decision maker, but someone else handles day-to-day banking needs, or you are the key decision and handle most of banking decisions?
The last one, I'm the key decision maker and handle most of the...
Okay, thank you. And what do you look for in a bank?
Hometown-friendly service.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following do you currently have? A checking account, savings account, 401k retirement account, money market account, home equity loan, auto loan, mortgage, investment account, personal loan, credit card, or mobile payment app, such as Venmo, Google Pay, or Apple Pay?
I don't use any of the apps. I have money market funds. I have a checking account. I have a savings account. I have certificates of deposit and a credit card.
Okay. Thank you. Your primary bank would be the one with which you have most of the day-to-day accounts. How many years have you been with your primary bank? Less than a year, 2 to 5 years, 6 to 10, 11 to 20, 21 to 30, or more than 30 years?
More than 30 years.
Okay. Thank you. This survey is about your banking needs. Your answers will remain anonymously and designed into to inform banking service in your area. Thinking about banking institutions in your area, what are the top 5 banks that come to your mind?
Hamlin Bank and Trust, Northwest Savings Bank, Community Bank Northwest, Five Star Savings Bank, and Juniata Valley Bank.
Okay. You did mention First Commonwealth Bank, right?
I did not mention First Commonwealth Bank.
Okay, sorry.
That is just outside my area.
Oh, okay. I see. Thank you. Which of the following banks have you heard of? Please, like all of you have heard, even those you just mentioned, Meridian Bank, BB&T, Truist, Chemung Canal Trust Company, Jersey, have you heard about that? Jersey Shore State Bank?
No.
Woodlines Bank?
Woodlines, I believe, is like in a Walmart. Yeah.
Okay. Wells Fargo?
Yes.
Fulton Bank?
No.
Okay. TD Bank?
No.
Five Star Bank?
Yes.
Covenant Bank?
No.
First Commonwealth Bank?
Yes.
Okay. Bank of America?
Yes.
FCCB, formerly First Citizen Community Bank?
No.
Okay. Key Bank?
Yes.
Okay. CN, formerly Citizen and Northwest?
Yes.
Monument Bank?
No.
Northwest Bank?
Yes.
M&T Bank?
Yes.
PNC?
Yes.
Penn Community Bank?
No.
Unibank Bank?
No.
S&T Bank?
Yes.
QNB Bank?
No.
First National Bank of PA?
No.
Muncie Bank?
No.
And Citizen Bank?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following banks do you currently have a relationship with? Woodlands Bank, Wells Fargo, Five Star Bank, First Commonwealth Bank, Bank of America, Key Bank, CN, formerly Citizens and Northwest, Northwest Bank, M&T Bank, PNC, ST Bank, or Citizen Bank?
Five Star Bank and the Hamlin Bank and Trust.
Okay. Thank you. Which bank would you consider your primary bank today?
Hamlin Bank and Trust.
Is that the same as BB&T and Truist?
No, it's actually called Hamlin Bank and Trust. It's a regional bank.
Can you spell Hamlin?
Yes, H-A-M-L-I-N, Hamlin.
Did you say H-M?
H-A-M. L-I-N.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. Okay. If making the choice today, which banks would you consider? Woodlines Bank, Wells Fargo, Five Stars Bank, First Commonwealth Bank, Bank of America, Key Bank, CN, Northwest Bank, M&T Bank, PNC, S&T Bank, Citizens Bank, or Hamlin Bank and Trust?
The Hamlin Bank and Trust.
Thank you. If making the choice today, which one bank would you most prefer to use? Again, out of the list?
Hamlin Bank and Trust.
Thank you. Why do you prefer this bank?
This is a regional bank that is knows and works with their customers. They are good on loans. They personally try to get to know their customers. They're just a good bank. They're a solid bank.
Okay. Thank you. Now, which, if any, banks would you avoid? Woodlands Bank, Wells Fargo, Five Star, First Commonwealth Bank, Bank of America, KeyBank, CN, Northwest Bank, M&T Bank, PNC, Citizens Bank, and S&T Bank.
Probably the Northwest Savings Bank.
Okay. What would you avoid this bank?
I just don't like they don't treat their customers with respect, I don't think. They lack a personal touch.
Okay. Thank you. For which banks have you seen, read, or heard any advertisement for print, television, radio you've seen while online on your phone?
Most all of those banks I've seen advertisement or heard something about.
Okay.
In an advertisement.
Okay. Have you heard about Woodlines Bank?
The Woodlines, not quite so much. I'm only aware of it because I see it in Walmart.
Okay. What about Wells Fargo?
Well, Wells Fargo is a national bank. You see advertisements on TV for that.
Okay. What about Five Star Bank?
Five Star, yes. I see advertisements in our local papers here for Five Star. I hear about Five Star on the radio.
Okay. What about First Commonwealth Bank?
First Commonwealth Bank, not as much advertising because I'm just at the edge of their service area.
Mm-hmm. What about Bank of America?
Bank of America, I know that because I have a family member that has a Bank of America account.
About KeyBank.
KeyBank, yes, KeyBank is within 10, 12 miles of myself. It's a local bank.
Have you seen any ads?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now, knowing that one bank typically is not the best thing, it's not the best at everything. What one bank would you associate with the best in the following ways? Best reputation in your area. Woodlands Bank, Wells Fargo, Five Star Bank, First Commonwealth Bank, Bank of America, KeyBank, CN, Northwest Bank, M&T Bank, PNC, S&T Bank, Citizens Bank, Hamlin Bank, and Trust.
Hamlin Bank and Trust.
Okay. What about most up-to-date with technology?
Bank of America.
Okay. What about having a convenient branch locations?
Hamlin Bank.
Okay. What about easiest to work with?
Hamlin Bank.
Most helpful banking personnel.
Hamlin Bank.
Most personalized service.
Hamlin Bank.
Okay. Great program for youth.
I'm really not aware of any programs for youth in the bank.
Okay, what about quickest access to loans?
Hamlin Bank.
Okay, what about best rates?
Probably, oh Lord. It might be Bank of America or PNC. They seem to have good rates.
Okay, which one do we leave as an answer, the best rates?
PNC, say.
PNC, okay. Best local connections?
Hamlin.
Okay. Most trustworthy?
Hamlin.
Best shareable support locally?
The community bank.
Okay. Would that be First Commonwealth Bank or formerly Citizens and Northwest Citizens Bank?
Yes. Citizens Bank would be a good answer.
Most banking expertise in your area?
Hamlin Bank, probably.
Okay, thank you. Please evaluate these messages that a bank could say by placing them in order of most important to least important. The first one is, this bank has banking service tailored to you, 24/7 ATMs, online bill pay, offers products and service to help you invest wisely for the future, offer processes, tools, and advice to protect you and your finance from fraud, has products and services to help people start and grow small business, gives back and helps support their communities, is services through your volunteering, work, and financial support, offers financial wellness tools like credit monitoring and financial education, has a promotion to open a checking account online and receive a 400 cash bonus, offer opportunities to lock in great rates on up to 3 home equity loans, provides easy access to your finance at any time with digital tools, has wealth management and retirement products, teaches youth responsible finance habits through youth programs. Which one would be the most important to the least important?
The most important would be the first one that you mentioned.
Has banking service tailored to you, 24/7 ATM online bill pay?
Correct.
Okay, and the second?
Retirement.
Okay.
Offers retirement products.
Okay, one moment, please. Has products and service to help people start and grow small business? Or offers products and service to help you invest wisely in the future?
Didn't you say something about offers retirement?
Oh, has wealth management
with
and
wealth
retirement
management.
Products? Okay.
Right, that's the least important to me.
The least important? Okay, what would be the second important one? Offers products and service to help you invest wisely, offers processes, tools, and advice to protect you in finance from fraud.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, and what will
fraud
be the
protection.
Okay,
and then
yeah.
The third one is advice to invest wisely.
Okay. And we has products and services to help people start and grow business, has wealth management.
Right. That one would be like the fourth one to me. That would be less important.
Okay. No, let's go with the fifth one. Teaches youth responsible finance habits through youth programs provides easy access to your finances at any time with digital tools, offers opportunities to lock in great rates on up to 3 home equity loans, has a promotion to open checking account online and receive a $400 cash bonus, offers financial wellness tools like credit monitoring and financial education, gives back and helps support the communities it services through your volunteering work and financial support.
Credit monitoring.
Okay, and then the next one.
Oh, gee. But there were so many choices, I can't keep track of them.
Okay. Teaches youth responsible finance habits through youth programs. Provides.
No, that's not important.
That is not that important?
Nope.
Okay. We're going with the sixth one. Provides easy access to your finances at any time with digital tools?
Yes.
Okay. And then this seventh one, offers opportunities to lock in great rates on up to 3 home equity loans, has promotion to open a checking account online and receive $400 cash bonus, gives back and helps support the community's service through volunteer work and finance support.
Okay, so let's see. It's not important that they have a youth program or lock in, you know, rates on a home equity loan to me.
Okay, and what about give back and help support the community's in services through volunteer work and financial support?
That's really not important to me in a banking institution either.
Yeah, but we're going in order. What is the next one? Has wealth management and retirement products, has a promotion to open a checking account online and receive a $400 cash bonus.
Okay, that would be the next one right there.
The promotion?
Yes.
Okay. And the next one out of has wealth management and retirement products, gives back and helps support the communities its services through volunteer work and financial support, offers opportunities to lock in great rates on up to 3 home equity loans, or teaches youth responsible finance habits through youth programs.
The lock-in great rates on the home equity loans.
Thank you. We're almost done. Only 3 more. Has wealth management and retirement products. Gives back and helps support the communities it services through volunteer work and financial support. Or teaches youth responsible finance habits through youth programs.
Has wealth management programs. That's the next one.
Oh, okay. And the next one out of these two gives back and helps support communities. It helps through volunteer work and financial.
That
okay.
one. Then the
and
last
the last
one, the youth
one?
Programs.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Now, we're almost done. Thank you for staying with me. Which one bank do you most associate with these messages? This bank has a promotion to open a checking account online and receive a $400 cash bonus. Woodlands Bank, Wells Fargo, Five Star Bank, First Commonwealth Bank, Bank of America, Key Bank, CN, Northwest Bank, M&T Bank, PNC, S&T Bank, Citizen Bank, or Hamlin Bank and Trust, or none?
I don't know, so I'll have to say none.
Okay, what about gives back and helps support the communities is serviced through volunteer work and financial support.
That is CNN Bank.
Okay.
They're definitely known for that.
Oh, okay. What about has wealth management and retirement products?
I'd say Hamlin Bank has good wealth management and retirement products.
What about provides easy access to your finances at any time with digital tools?
That certainly isn't Five Star Bank. Something like Bank of America would
be
that kind of a bank, maybe even PNC Bank.
Okay. What about has products and services to help people start and grow small business?
I do know that CNN Bank does do that.
Okay.
So does KeyBank.
Okay. What about offers opportunities to lock in great rates on up to 3 home equity loans?
Nope, don't know of any bank that does that.
Mm-hmm. What about offers processes, tools, and advice to protect you and your finances from fraud?
Some of the bigger banks do that, like PNC and Chase.
Okay, thank you. And has banking service tailored to you, 24/7 ATMs, online bill pay?
Hamlin, they have that. They're getting into bill pay, though.
Thank you. Offers products and services to help you invest wisely for the future?
Don't really know.
Okay. Teaches youth responsible finance habits through youth programs?
Don't know about that either.
Okay, and the last one is offers financial wellness tools like credit monitoring and financial education.
Well, the credit monitoring is done by the larger banks like PNC and Chase.
Okay, thank you. We're interested in the reputation associated with different banks in your area. Please describe CNN in your own words. Especially, what makes it different than other banks in your area?
Active involvement in the community.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Yes, involvement in the community. They support a lot of community events.
Okay, thank you. One moment. Thank you. Which of these adjectives would you associate with CN? Incompetent. Please indicate which of the following where the brand falls in this on the continuum. Incompetent is a 0 and 10 it's experts.
9.
Okay, what about sophisticated, 0, and unsophisticated, a 10?
Probably an 8.
Okay, what about carrying or treats you like a number?
No, caring, they're more of an 8.
Okay. Okay, 0, community-minded. And profit only, 10.
Community minded.
Okay. Would that be a 0?
A 9.
9. Stuck in the past or innovative. Stuck in the past would be a 0. And then on a scale to 10. Innovative?
7.
Okay. What about large, 0, on a scale to 10, small, 10?
Probably a 6.
Okay. Okay. Attentive, 10. Inattentive, 0.
7.
Okay. Antiquated, 0. Technology orientated, 10.
7.
Okay. Vibrant, 0. And old fashioned, 10.
Probably a 7.
Trustworthy, 0. And untrustworthy, 10.
Trustworthy is 0, did you say?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they're trustworthy.
Okay,
1.
On a scale 1. Okay. Thank you. Now we have just a more, few more questions to help us classify your response. How long have you lived in the general, Pennsylvania, New York area?
71 years.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your household income last year? Less than 35K, 35 but less than 50K, 50 but less than 100, 100 but less than 150, 150 but less than 200, 200,000
but less. 150 but less than 200.
Thank you. How many children under the age of 18 do you have living in your household?
None.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your marital status? Married, domestic partnership, single, engaged, or other?
Married.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your highest level of education? High school or GED, technical, some college, 2 years of college, completed 4 years of college, or some graduate school? Completed a master's degree, PhD.
Master's degree.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race? White or Caucasian, Black, African American, or Asian?
White.
Okay, thank you. For classification purposes only, do you consider yourself to be Latin or Hispanic origin?
No.
Okay, that concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.